Hi, everybody. I'm Deacon Dave.
Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the Deacon Dave and Layperson Lisa show and to the Bee Hill book.
By Bob Schutz.
Yes. We're on to episode 13, chapter 6.
And your cover probably doesn't look quite like that.
No. Pages 87 through 93. A tree and its fruit. So what does St. John Paul II say about the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
That is a symbol of the covenant.
That was broken.
God and man, that was broken by man.
Right. So here's the thing. We've said this in the last couple of episodes, Lisa. True healing, okay, it has to go beyond just addressing the symptoms. It has to reach the underlying root issues.
Yes. Our struggles, our sins are often symptoms of a deeper...
Disease. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Of a soul disease, I would say.
A disease of our soul, yes.
Right. So that's what I would say. I had the wrong word up there, so I was saving Lisa from my mistake.
And we need to pull the tree up.
The true?
Yeah, tree. I just can't read it.
Yes.
We need to pull the tree up from the roots.
Yeah, just rip the whole thing out, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, like when we're...
It's like a dandelion. You pull it out, but the root's stuck in the ground, and then it comes back with vengeance.
And that's often how we end up dealing with things, right, on our own. But God...
We take it at the surface.
Yeah, God has the strength to pull the whole thing out.
Yep.
So we hear from the prophet Jeremiah that in the year of drought, a tree shows no distress, but still bears fruit. They're by the running stream, which is an analogy for Jesus.
Ah, the love of Jesus is the best medicine for our bodies, souls, and spirits.
Right, so he's not only the divine physician, but he is also the medicine.
Yes, you said that earlier.
Yes, which we should never let run out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is...
Make sure you get your refill.
Yes, exactly. That's very interesting, because if you don't get your refills, right, then you could end back up in the same place that you were. Now,
yeah.
I think, you know, because this is interesting, right? Because you can have something completely healed,
mm-hmm.
all right? But if you begin to remove yourself from Jesus as you move forward in your life, I would imagine that that hurt would resurface.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
Because it's Jesus that's really maintaining and holding that together inside of our body, soul.
Oh, yeah. Jesus is the one who's like filling us with love, right? And we said that love is, what did we say last time about love? It's everything.
It's all we need.
That's all we need.
Right. It is the medicine that we need for everything. So, our life in the spirit, okay, it can be summed up in three words: security, maturity, and purity.
They all rhyme.
Yeah. So the tree of life, it's a metaphor for our communion with Christ.
Purity is the fruit of love. Maturity is the growth in love. Mm. And security is rooted and grounded in love.
Right. So the tree of knowledge, okay, leads to self-reliance, which is filled with insecurity, immaturity, and impurity.
Mm. Even every thought and action comes from one of these two trees.
Huh. So all seeds become big trees, Lisa, that we carry around if they're not pulled up by the roots. And we all have some of these barren bushes and deadly trees in our hearts.
Hmm.
Do you imagine what your forest looks like?
It's quite dense.
It's quite dense. Hopefully with
good trees.
Vibrant, good trees that are growing, right?
No, well, all seeds become big trees. I think that's interesting because, you know, how when we talk to people and we plant seeds of mm-hmm. different sorts.
Yep.
So those seeds that we plant, even though we may not see the tree grow.
It's growing.
It's growing.
Yeah. So many people, they pray and worship to God, but they still are areas where they are resistant to God's grace, and this is due largely to unhealed wounds and unrepented sins.
Mm. And we must remember that even innocent attempts of self-reliance can easily turn into ungodly self-reliance. Is there really innocent attempts of self-reliance?
Yes, I think so.
Really?
I think so. I think we need to fully rely on God, right? It's like right out of the Beatitudes, right?
Right.
You know, blessed are the poor in spirit. But I think you can unmeaningly, right?
Okay.
Just think that you're taking care of little things, and in the process of doing that, you have completely forgotten about God, right? So we need to be careful not to dismiss certain root attitudes of sin, you know, or have a false compassion for people.
What does that mean? False compassion for people.
Well, I mean, I think we can have a false compassion for people, that we're not really meaning what we're saying.
Oh, okay. I understand.
You know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
So we have to remember that sin originates in the father of lies,
Yes.
and it requires our consent before it can take root in our
Oh,
hearts.
that's interesting.
Yes, right out of the Catechism, paragraph 1853.
Yes.
I mean, so you, yeah. It's not like the devil is like going like, "Oh, here you do this," you know. You've got to like, he's like, and you go, "Okay, let's go do this," right? You have to consent.
He's not dragging. He's just
No.
like, "Hey, what about this?
Yeah. Yo, this
This
looks
looks
pretty
kind
good
of
over here. You know, try it out."
Yeah.
So we can try to hide things, okay, but they manifest themselves and they eventually affect who we are, our health and our well-being, you know, both physically and spiritually, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you see anybody who's going through a difficult time, it impacts them both physically and spiritually,
And
mentally
mentally.
and emotionally,
Yeah.
and the whole nine yards. It's a little
Yeah.
bit of everything, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So what, let's go back to that one. We need to be careful not to dismiss certain root attitudes of sin out of a false compassion for people. In other words, Lisa, okay, because I think I told you the wrong way. Like if there's something going on with you, or if there's something going on with me, I think it's important for us to like point that out to people, okay, and not diminish, okay, what it is or where something could lead to. You know, there needs to be a brotherly correction, if you will, in certain things would be another way that I would interpret that particular statement.
Okay.
You're looking unfascinated by that.
No, I don't think I really fully comprehend that, but
Well, it would be helpful if there wasn't a misspelled word in there either. It says, just so y'all know, it says, we need to be careful not to dismiss certain root attitudes of sin,
out. It should be out.
out of a false compassion for people. That's what it is. Very good, Lisa.
Just took me 20 minutes.
So what it should say is, we need to be careful not to dismiss certain root attitudes of sin out of a false compassion for people.
Okay.
So I think exactly what I said is true.
Okay.
That, we don't want to minimize or understate how certain attitudes of sin can lead to something really bad.
Okay, I understand.
We don't want to
Okay.
dismiss them.
Okay, got
You
it.
know what
Got
I'm
it, got it.
saying?
Okay,
So we got
yes.
to keep an eye on even the small
I
things that
got
can
you.
lead to something
Okay,
bigger.
got it.
Like seven deadly sins, which we'll talk
Which
about in
is
the next
coming up.
episode.
That's right.
I'm Deacon Dave.
Only person
See you
Lisa.
next time.
Bye.